The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:30pm with Stuart Beasley, Andy Holding and Gary Capewell in the studio. A really good Friday to look forward to as well, with day two of the July meeting at Newmarket. The feature race on Friday is the Falmouth Stakes, a group one for the fillies over a mile. There's also the Duchess of Cambridge. There's Ascot as well in the afternoon, a good card at York, and then in the evening Chepstow and Chester domestically, so plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
I'm grand, thanks, Mark. Really, looking forward to all the mad action this weekend, because there's plenty of it, isn't there?
There is so much.
Friday and Saturday, and yeah, it's really good stuff. Middle of summer, blazing hot outside.
Yeah.
Couldn't be better.
It's great, isn't it? I mean, so much good racing to look forward to on Friday. I ran out of time on the jingle.
Lots to talk about, Mark.
Yes. We're going to look at some of the racing at Newmarket and York, because there's some pretty good racing at both of those venues. And the July meeting's always a good time of year, isn't it, Craig? We usually have the sun shining, usually some good horses in action as well, and it's no different this year.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully day one went well. And as you said, it's not the easiest track for punters. Well, certainly I've found that over the past, Mark. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been a punter-friendly track for me. But you could take nothing away from the quality of the action. It is absolutely fantastic at racing over 3 days at Newmarket.
Yeah. We're also going to look at some of the racing at York, and that's where we'll start, because their 220 is the Summer Stakes, which is a fillies group three. It's for three-year-olds and older. It's over 6 furlongs and plenty of them in the lineup here. We do have betting on site for this race as well. And Joyeuse is the 9-2 favourite at the time of recording. Ladies Are Forever, 5-1. 8-1 for Emerald Star. Indignant, 9-1 with Spinatrix. Body and Soul, 10-1 with Hallelujah and Alpha Kira. And Artistic Jewel is 12-1. It's 16s for Ice Love, and then 20-1 or bigger prices the rest. A competitive start to the podcast here, Craig. Should be a good race.
It should be, Mark. Yeah, it should, never easy. Any of the races at York, but a real good start. I think it was Joyeuse is likely to be our market leader, and she really appreciated the drop to sprinting at Haydock on a penultimate start when beaten and gathering power and soft ground on that occasion, and lost nothing in defeat, really, despite being turned over at odds on at Leopardstown last time. I think you've got to respect her chances. This, definitely looks to be her trip since drop back. And she looks to have a lively chance. But I think there could be some value opposing Lady Cecil's filly. The yard hasn't been in fantastic shape of late. There's been one or two hitting the crossbar and coming back off post, but overall performances, I think, have been below the average for the yard. Obviously, they are in a little bit of a transitional period with a new second in command, if you like.
Yeah.
And so, it's to be forgiven. But, for those reasons, I think Joyeuse could pay to take her on in the market for this race tomorrow, Mark.
Okay, taking the favourite on then, there's plenty of runners in behind the favourite that have leading claims here. There's plenty of them that like it at York as well, the likes of Body and Soul and Hallelujah and such. Ladies Are Forever won this race last year, Craig. Where do we start here?
Yeah, I think Hallelujah is the horse I like, Mark. As you said, beat Ladies Are Forever last year in a listed race here. Then, came back in a handicap off a mark of 102 and was only beaten a length and a half by Mass Rally, who, basically is a pattern class performer nowadays for Michael Dodds. Was disappointing at Doncaster at the back end, but, she was a filly that could have gone over the top by that stage. Reappeared in that race at Haydock, won by Joyeuse. She shaped like she needed the run on that occasion. That was 48 days ago. I think she'll come on an absolute ton for the run. And James Fanshawe Yard seems to be hitting top gear. So Hallelujah, 10-1 each way certainly appeals for me. But like you said, Ladies Are Forever, a winner of this race last year. Got to respect her chances. Not badly drawn in stall 7. You can see her going well again. But I just think Hallelujah, there may be more to come from her, despite being a 6-year-old now.
Yeah. Okay, then. Hallelujah to come on for that seasonal reappearance in the Summer Stakes, then. We'll go to Newmarket for the next selection. It's the 240, their big race on Friday. It's the Farmer Stakes, part of the British Champion Series. Fillies Group 1 for three-year-olds and older, and it's over a mile. And the betting is headed by Integral, who's 6-4, 2-1 for Sky Lantern, 9-2 for Rosina, 10-1 for Purr Along, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the other runners. Priced up a bit of a match, really, between Integral and Sky Lantern. Do you see it being that way?
Yeah, probably do, Mark. But, you know, some of the other ones have a little bit to find. But if you look far enough back in the form books, they've got the form to push the front two in the market closer. Yeah, you know, last year, everybody, you know, even now, 12 months on, people are still talking about Sky Lantern's defeating the race and whether she should or shouldn't have been awarded the race in the stewards' room. I was in here actually working the day it happened, and my first reaction, and I've stayed that way all along, was that I didn't think, you know, she'd been carried too far out of ground to be awarded the race in the stewards' room. You know, Elusive Kate was a good winner for me, but Sky Lantern, who made a reappearance at Ascot in the Duke of Cambridge Stakes, was well behind Integral on that occasion. I think she is entitled to come on for the run, but, you know, the authority Integral won by that day, it's hard to see Richard Hannon's filly reversing that form from Royal Ascot. And for me, Integral can only get better because she's an improving four-year-old. She's still on the upgrade. That was a career best by some way last time. You know, and she promises that there's even more to come. She's by Dalla Carney out of a Dane Hill mare. Tremendous pedigree. A lot to like about our chances stepping up to Group 1 company.
Okay, Integral then looks to have a pretty good chance. What do you make of Rizina in here, Craig? Won the Coronation Stakes at Royal Ascot last time. Still a bit to find?
I did like our chances in the Coronation Stakes. Again, I was working in here myself and Ross, and we were both keen on Rizina, but I felt that everything went her way, rather, in the Coronation Stakes that day, Mark. They didn't go a great gallop in the early part of the race, and they crawled, and she was in the perfect position to quicken from the front. You know, I wouldn't be taking that form strictly at face value because everything, like I said, went her way on that occasion. You know, she is a multiple Group 1 winner. For me, although, you know, the form book says she's won over a mile, she still needs to prove that she's going to see out a strongly run mile. And that is still the question mark hanging over her, despite her Ascot win for me. But she's a top class filly. She may just find her best trip short of a mile.
Okay, so are you with Integral here then?
I am, definitely, Mark. You know, she's done nothing but improve. That was a really impressive performance to win a Group 2 by 2 lengths, and I see no reason to oppose her as she steps back into Group 1 company.
Okay, the 3:30 at York is where we'll finish. This is the Chairman's Charity Cup, a Class 2 handicap over a mile and a half for three-year-olds and older. 16 of them in the lineup here, Craig, and I suppose a few people will be drawn towards King's Fate down at the bottom of the weights. Only had the two starts, got off the mark last time. What do you make of that?
Yeah, overall, I think the mark at 90 could be stiff for a horse, you know, coming into a 16-runner handicap on only his third start. Mm. But you look back to that Newbury maiden run, he was a massive eye-catcher. He went straight into the tracker when he finished fourth on that Saturday night in Newbury. He then went to Sandown and followed up. He did it fairly well. Looked at a decent maiden at Sandown. Carrar, who's finished third, has run respectively, but he's a horse of Richard Hannon's, I think, won soft ground. A new story, the fourth, has since won a maiden. Mm-hmm. So the form stacks up well, but a mark of 90 on only his third start in a real competitive York handicap from a wide draw. I think he's, you know, he'll probably end up shorter in the market than he should be for this mark.
Okay, so probably taking King's Fate on then. What do you side with in here?
I think we've got to forgive Mighty Yar's last run. You know, you look back to that Newmarket handicap and people build that race again as a match between Mighty Yar and Rye House. But that certainly wasn't the case. Rye House finished 11th, Mighty Yar finished 7th. But you look to the horses that fought out the finish. The winner has followed up in the Old Newton Cup at Haydock last weekend. Dashing Star wasn't far behind on that occasion, and Havana Beat, I think, finished 5th in the Old Newton Cup. So, you know, Mighty R obviously didn't give his run in that day, but the form of the race is working out really, really well. And I think you have to possibly forgive that run because, you know, he has looked impressive prior to that. Newmarket earlier in the season, he bolted up. He's now only £5 higher. He's got Graham Lee on his back, who rides York particularly well. And like I say, if you forgive that that recent Newmarket run, he'd probably go off a short price favourite for this. But because he performed well below his best, I think there'll be some value in his price.
Okay, let's just have a quick chat about Pearl Castle as well. The Quinn's hoping that he could win this on Saturday to get into the Ebor. It boosts his chance of getting into the race. What do you make of Pearl Castle?
Yeah, he improved really well over hurdles. Came back in the Queen Mother Cup off a mark of 86, beating Sapta Party on that occasion. Tiger Lily, who finished fourth, has run okay since. You know, I didn't think the form was all that strong from the race. He's gone up £6. He's probably on the right mark now. You know, he was well in at York last time for the Queen Mother, but he's probably on the right mark now, and he could find one or two horses improving a little bit faster that are better handicapped in this race. But, you know, I think he's the type of horse that you probably end up benchmarking the race around because he usually, more often than not, gives his true running.
Okay. Anything at bigger odds that you could give a chance here?
Esteeming. Possibly, but, you know, another one that looks in the grip of the handicapper nowadays. But always thought that, you know, this horse was a slow burner, and he's done particularly well since transferring from Mick Shannon to David Barron's yard. But, you know, as I said, the handicapper may just have him. Of the rest, Mark, Stave by the Bell, you would think, stepping up to this class, may be caught out. Philip Kirby's horse, KYU, could run well. Finished a decent third behind Totalize last time at bigger prices, but... Yeah, I've got to stick each way here with a horse that I think will go particularly well in Mighty Yar.
Okay, Mighty Yar then, Craig, in a forgiving mood for Mighty Yar in the 3:30. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, starting off at York, Mark, in the 2:20, we're going for James Fanshawe's filly Hallelujah, and swapping across to Newmarket for the 2:40, the Falmouth Stakes Integral. And finally, the 3:30 at York, in each way bet on Mighty Arthur, Lady Cecil and Graham Lee.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Craig. Enjoy
Thank
it
you,
on Friday.
Mark. Thank you.
So there you go, the thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Friday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:30 p.m. with Stuart Beasley, Andy Holding and Gary Capewell in the studio. A good day to look forward to as well with day two of the July meeting at Newmarket. The Falmouth is the feature race on their card. There's also good racing at York with the Fillies Group 3 Summer Stakes and the Chairman's Charity Cup. There's also Ascot in the afternoon, so really good afternoon of racing. And Chester and Chepstow will provide the evening action domestically. There's also a couple of Irish meetings with Cork and Navan, so a whole host of racing to look forward to on Friday. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.